Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steven vote a goofball for leaving Tanner Bibee in. Tone, go.
No, absolutely not.
Owen.
No.
Totally agree. It's an official show stance. He was fine to leave Tanner Bibee in. These things happen in baseball sometimes. We'll see if Zach Meisel agrees with us or disagrees with us. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He joins us live from the Bronx, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Zach.
Hello, boys.
It's wonderful to speak to you. You sound different. You sound like you're talking with a New York accent right now.
I feel like the same person.
I'm messing with you. Were there people critical in the press box or anything for Tanner Bibee coming back out for the seventh last night?
A little bit of second guessing, I think, especially once he gave up the first home run. And more so just not having someone warm or ready in the bullpen. But that's very hindsight is 20/20. He was absolutely cruising. You know, even the run he gave up was, you know, it took a cascade of like missed calls by umpires, weird things happening, things that were not entirely his fault. So he was cruising. I think sometimes a manager feels like this is my starting pitcher's game to win or lose, and I just got to go live with them. And like sometimes you make the switch and the reliever gives up the run and you're saying, well, he only threw 93 pitches. Could he have kept going? So, you know, if you're going to err on the side of making the switch or not, I think he was at 90, 91 pitches going into that inning. You certainly let him start it. And, you know, unfortunately, it just unraveled there.
Yeah, not only that. I mean, first of all, it was Judge, Bellinger, and Goldschmidt the inning before, and he was cruising, like you said, it was 14 pitches. And even then, so I think it's a no-brainer that he comes back out to start. Now, you said, all right, combination of who's in the bullpen, do you have anybody going, and you just saw him give up the home run. With that, I would just say, you know, it's just a fastball that he didn't think he'd seen before, right? Didn't even say that after the game. Like, he just thought maybe he'd sneak one through. I don't think that's evidence that it's blowing up on him.
No, not at all. I mean, this is, and that's why, like, when I say, you know, maybe he has a reliever warming or something, you're not doing that because Bibee's struggling or anything. That's the other thing. Like, it's one thing if you get into a jam and, you know, the inning takes a while and they load the bases and, like, you have plenty of time to map out what you want to do there. But you're right. Like, he just threw a fastball in a place you don't want to throw a fastball. And then he hung a slider to Volpe the very next batter. So it happened pretty quickly. You know, you look at his stat line, like, he still had a good outing. Like, it's not – that's, Bibee is at the bottom of the list of reasons why they lost last night. And, you know, it's the same things that keep rearing their heads. And it's no one's blaming him for that. I don't think you can blame the manager for leaving him in. You can blame the nine guys who didn't get enough hits.
It's very early, but is there anything we can point to where Corey Kluber has visibly helped out this pitching staff?
It's too early because he's, you know, he has not been around them every day. I do think the one guy who maybe he's had some influence on, and really just from a mental standpoint more than anything, is Gavin Williams. Like, he's been talking to Gavin Williams about, like, you have awesome stuff. You just need the mindset that's going to help you take that stuff and turn you into a frontline starter. So, like, that's it's going to take time, and it's not like one conversation sparks a career renaissance or anything, but I do think Gavin's kind of had to look inward and think about, like, what makes him the best pitcher he can be, and obviously attacking the strike zone, as we saw him do the other day, is a key there, and I think some conversations with Kluber can only help, but he'll be around more as the summer progresses, and, you know, there's no better resource, not just for how illustrious his career was, but, you know, Kluber was not a top prospect. He was not a guy who anyone projected to win multiple Cy Young awards, so
yep.
He can talk about how he turned himself into that, the struggles he went through, and sort of the path that he had to take, going through injuries, things like that. So I think he'll be a good resource, but, you know, it's probably too early to say that the rotation's been better just because of him.
Zach Meisel joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bieber, his relief appearance is moved back to Friday. Is there anything to read into that at all?
No. He had a long flight on Monday, so he threw a bullpen yesterday. So usually you throw your bullpen 3 days in advance of your next start. So Friday in Akron, he'll go three innings or 50 pitches.
Okay, that sounds very good to me. I'm very happy to hear that. You said by maybe late June, early July, we could see him.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, he's got a 30-day rehab window, so that started on Saturday, so it ends on at the end of June. So his rehab assignment will end at the latest at the end of June. So give or take a few days on either side of July 1st is when you'll see him in a Guardians uniform.
Am I getting a little carried away with, now I kind of got excited because Gavin Williams got that ERA under 4, had that unbelievable one-hit performance against the Angels. He's definitely settled in a little bit. It's been a, you know, roller coaster throughout the year, but lately I like what I'm seeing, adding to what I'm seeing out of Bibee, and then what you just talked about with Bieber coming back. Am I a little overly excited about seeing those guys, knowing that, man, come October, who'd want to go up against a team with those three pitchers?
No, because I think that's the strength for this team. I think that's their path to, if they're going to chase down the Tigers, like, that's how they do it, right? You know, I was looking back to a year ago, what I was writing, what we were saying about this team, because remember they were like 36 and 17, I think,
yeah,
at one point, and they were 40 and 20, and it was like, we couldn't figure out, how are they doing this? And I was looking up, like, okay, well, who was playing well? What were they good at? We knew the bullpen was elite. At that point, I don't think we could trust that, like, Cade Smith and Hunter Gaddis would be these, you know, dominant forces. But the rotation at this point was the worst in baseball. It was really bad statistically. I mean, you had Carlos Carrasco out there. You know, Ben Lively was consistent, but, like, we didn't believe in him. He was throwing 89 miles an hour. McKenzie was struggling. Williams was injured. So it was rough, and they were still winning games in spite of it. And I think this year there's hope that, like, that's your strength. I think this is different. I think last year it was a team that could rely on the bullpen. The offense was more consistent, and you just needed five innings out of your starter, whereas this year I think you're trying to get six or seven out of these guys because Williams, like, the stuff is there. We see it. Bibee, we know he can be a top-of-the-line pitcher. Luis Ortiz has shown flashes of being a really good pickup. And then you get Bieber back. And we saw what Matthew Boyd did last year when he came back from Tommy John surgery. And it's probably unfair to place those sorts of expectations on anyone coming back after missing more than a year. But look, we've never seen Bieber be anything but a really good pitcher. It's difficult for me to envision him coming back and, you know, having a 5 ERA and not throwing strikes. That's just, we've never seen that. So you have to think that he's going to be a pretty big lift for this rotation. And if he is...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then that's a really good group. And I think that's what you have to lean on to make the playoffs.
You and I are about to fight about something here in just moments. But I want to know, are the Yankees a rival for the Cleveland Guardians?
Okay, so I listened to your guys' segment about this yesterday on the free Odyssey app. And I tried to talk to some guys about it yesterday, too, to see what they think. Because I'll tell you what, every time I walk into that stadium, I feel like I'm always there. They're not a team in the Central. You only play them, you go there once a year. But because it seems like these two teams meet in the postseason like every other year, it feels like it's something, I think it's in between. You guys were talking almost like tears yesterday. Like it's in between like the rivalry. It's not Yankees Red Sox, obviously, but from Cleveland and New York, everyone's going to feel like that's an important series. But I do think given the history here, the bug game, that crazy series in 2017. And I do think, you know, maybe there's a little big brother, little brother thing here. The Yankees have knocked out Cleveland in the playoffs, what, four times now in the last 7-8 years. I think there's something there. Yes. And, you know, it feels like these two teams meet up. It feels like a bigger game every time. And look, the Guardians don't really, who's their rival? Like, is it the Tigers? Is it the Twins? I feel like it's just whoever they're competing against for the division lead, but there's not really like a slam dunk answer there. It's not the Reds. Like the Ohio Cup is funny, but like that's not a real thing. It's not really the Pirates. So I think it's like from the Guardians perspective only, like I do think the Yankees is a rivalry. Obviously, the Guardians are not going to be a top two or three rival to the Yankees, but, you know, if you knock them out in the playoffs, then maybe we can talk.
Zach Meisel. Okay, that's one thing we disagreed on, but you've given me something to consider here because that was a great answer. You know, I have to be open-minded about these things. I have to be flexible. You understand that, Zach. You had your all-quarter-century team for the Cleveland Guardians. Oh, can I ask you one thing? Before I do that, should we be worried at all about Travis Bezzana because Keith Law says he's worried?
Seems like his career's over.
Yeah.
The way they talk about
Keith
it.
Keith Law, your coworker, says he's worried.
It's a good
run. Not yet, no. The injury sucks. I mean, he was if you look at his stats, like he was rounding into form right when that happened. So we need to see more. I mean, he's barely played. I think what stinks is this probably takes him out of consideration for getting a promotion to the big leagues this year. You'd hope he ends the season in AAA now, and then, you know, maybe gets called up next year in May or something. But, you want to see more. I'm sure it stinks seeing other teams call up their top picks. But these are also very different players. You know, it's like Caglione and Nick Kurtz with the Athletics. Like, those are guys who are just 6'6" home run hitters. So, Bezzana, I would hope, can still be a very well-rounded big leaguer, and it'll just take more time.
All right, on your quarter century team, I read the whole thing. I loved it. You're great. But I said I would, if I had a playoff game to start on your quarter century team and your pitching staff, you have Corey Kluber, CC Sabathia, Cliff Lee, Shane Bieber, Carlos Carrasco, and your closer is Emmanuel Clase. Great. I said if I had one playoff game to win, it's CC Sabathia over Corey Kluber. And it seemed like you were ready to have it out with me on the phone right there. And I went, well, wait a minute. Let's wait till Wednesday for this. So why am I wrong?
So in this fantasy scenario, we're going to take each guy at his peak, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for walking into my trap.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about, Zach?
Boy, that was easy.
CC's peak was 2007. He wins the Cy Young Award with Cleveland, and he absolutely, how do we say, craps the bed in the playoffs, and he's the first one to admit that. It's his greatest regret about his tenure in Cleveland. Meanwhile, Corey Kluber, when he wasn't pitching on 3 days rest for the fourth time and on complete fumes in 2016, the first five starts in that postseason, his ERA was under one. I mean, I've never seen a pitcher that automatic in the postseason. And so Kluber's the answer. It's easy to me.
I can't look at his 2009 at all. I have to only look at the years with the Cleveland Guardians, the Cleveland Indians. Yeah, he's never a Guardian.
Mitch can give you his Yankees all quarter century team, and you can go by that.
I would have to say that CC's on there, wouldn't you? I mean, he was I thought he won Cy Young in 2009. He didn't.
No, but he remember game one of that World Series. It was CC pitching for the Yankees and Cliff Lee pitching for the Phillies.
Yeah, and he was the MVP of the ALCS that year. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I lost. Here you go. Terry Francona's taking criticism down in Cincinnati. Does he deserve it?
Is he washed up?
Isn't it? Okay, so there's something to be said about, like, part of me like hated talking baseball in this town when Francona was manager in the first half, because it was they'd always get off to a slow start and then they'd turn it around in the second half, and like there was no math to it. There's nothing you could point to. It was just that's what they did. And so Reds fans don't know that yet, right? Like every Tito team gets off to a slow start, but that team's weird. I don't know. They assembled this lineup full of young promising hitters. Everyone said it was going to be like the next big red machine. And then you look at their numbers this year and most of them are just dreadful. I don't know if that team turns it around. And yeah, I don't know. I still don't really understand why Terry Francona is managing. I asked him a bunch of times in spring training. I think he's addicted to it, but like it was weird to me that he'd come back after 1 year and go there to a team that just seemed like they were going to be middle of the pack. And I don't know. Seems kind of boring. I'd rather be playing golf in Hawaii like he was.
I mean, isn't he probably thinking, like, what were the Guardians, what were the then Indians really supposed to be when he took over for Manny Acta, right?
Yeah, but I think
that
I
was
think
different,
after
though.
After Boston, he wanted something that was less pressure. He wanted a place that he could feel comfortable. And, you know, he knew Mark Shapiro and Chris Antonetti and those guys. And so I think that was the right fit then, but I remember he was telling me, he's like, he's golfing in Hawaii 1 week, then Mexico. He's, you know, throwing back beers at University of Arizona football games. He's playing with his grandkids. And I remember saying, I was like, and you said, you felt like that wasn't the right life for you? Like, what? Who wouldn't sign up for that at his age? And instead, you want to move to Cincinnati, to Kentucky and cross the river and go manage the Reds 162 times a year? Like, that just doesn't compute, but, you know, he's wired differently. And that's why he's back.
Zach, you're awesome. Thank you so much for the time, everybody. Thank you. Everybody, thank Zach for the time. Thank you very much, Zach. God bless you.
We don't have time to get into Travis Hunter's wedding.
Okay. The question was, everybody, that he didn't get a prenup, apparently, with this young lady that he got married to. And the internet is very upset, according to everybody, because they want to pocket watch Travis Hunter, that he didn't get a prenup with this young lady who he just got married to.
Zach, was there a prenup involved in your wedding?
Yeah, answer the question, Zach.
Hey, you guys got to go. 2020 up to in 3 minutes. I'll see you later.
Zach Meisel on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.